Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, we read a listener message that came in. Her name is Mel. And she and a bunch of lady friends were sitting around the other night, and one of the ladies was spouting off about this stat that she was reading online that said most women in the U.S. would rather get $50 than have sex. They took a quick survey amongst the 15 of them hanging out, and all of them picked the $50. And she's like, what does this say about where we're at in the world right now that the ladies would rather have the cash? Is it because that men are so unimpressive in bed anymore that the ladies just want the $50? I don't know. Sound off, ladies. Would you rather smash or get the cash? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. The amount of text messages coming on this?
Yeah.
Pretty darn solid. Katie, turn
People
on your mic, for God's sake.
I'm sorry. I thought it was on. I don't know why it was off.
Katie, what are your thoughts on this?
My thoughts?
Yeah, what are your thoughts on this? You're a lady.
Would you rather have $50? All day, yes.
Why is that?
Oh, because it just seems, I think the part of the story where you said that it's more about the guys being unimpressive, like in my experience, that is absolutely it. It is not that I care so much about money, because I don't. It is that the act of doing that is just, first of all, there's a lot that goes into it. Second, the outcome rarely is what I want it to be. And so those things combined, it's like, why even engage in it at all? I'd rather just skip the whole thing. And if you're going to give me money,
you'd rather take that $50.
All day.
What a horrible mindset to have.
No,
about
I know
this,
that
it takes too much time. You've got to prepare. And
or this
what's that
is
about?
A really...
like, what are you preparing for?
Are
Sometimes it's
me?
Just spontaneous and fun, right?
No, not at the stage I'm at in my life. Like, but even then, like when
in
I was
dating's like, that's when it is spontaneous and fun.
But you really have to work up to it. It's not like I'm just going to go on a first date with the guy and that's going to happen in my world. Now, that again, like it takes more
you
than
never
that.
Know.
No, it's not going to happen. So it takes more than that. So it has to work up to that. And as I was telling you guys off the air, the first time, okay, maybe they go the extra mile and they make sure that you are also happy with the end result. Majority of time, that's not going to happen. It's not.
Who are these guys that you're with?
No, and it's
who are these clowns?
I was watching Love Island last night, and one of the guys, it was literally like 25 seconds, and then he's bragging to his bro about it. And
good for you.
Well, sometimes that happens.
What just happened?
Sometimes it happens.
What just happened? She said, like, and they didn't. And they were bragging about it. So of course, that lady's going to take $50 all day. She's going to take $50, and so I am just like, yes, I 100% agree with this.
But don't you crave the connection, the intimacy, even if it is kind of like ho-hum, you're still having a connection with somebody.
Yeah.
And it's intimate.
How long has it been for me?
26
months?
I will
still take the
$50. What are you at now, 20 months?
I know.
Are you at 20 or 19?
I will still take the $50 because I've been so unimpressed with the other side of things.
Again, I think you're dating some clowns.
That is wild.
It's
going
to have to take a lot for me to turn down the $50. We'll just put it that way.
We've got nothing. Some ladies on the line.
Neither
is
the other thing.
If you want to sound off, would you smash or take the cash? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649 if you want to sound off. Here's Candy. Hi, Candy.
Hi.
Good morning. So what do you think? Would you smash or take the cash?
Smash all day.
Yes!
all day.
What are you yesing? You want
she
the cash.
Said smash.
Oh, I thought you said cash.
No,
sorry.
She said smash.
Ignore Katie.
We're not on the same team.
My bad.
Katie is, I don't know what's up with
it's
Katie.
It's been so
sorry.
Long for her, she can't even
actually,
think straight.
Listening to Katie talk about it, I kind of get it because she's single. She's in the dating world. It's a totally different ballgame. I am not. I've been with the same gentleman for quite some time. He knows what's up. He knows what he's doing. I'm happy every time.
So you want to smash?
$50? Are you kidding me?
I like
it. What if it was $500?
Yeah. I could sacrifice one time.
Yeah. What if it was just
some cash?
Some random person that didn't know you well and didn't know what they were doing and you weren't sure of it. Like, that's what I'm saying.
You don't know until you try it.
But that's what I'm saying. It's most, if you've been out here in this dating world, you know it's not worth it.
Yeah, but it could lead to your next boyfriend.
Could, but
totally could.
Hasn't. Like, it's different
but
out there
in the
now.
Scenario that the writer had was like, it was a whole girls' night of 15 women. You're telling me all 15 women aren't satisfied?
That's what she said.
All
and
15?
She said every
That's
single
disgusting.
One. None of them wanted to have the relations. They all wanted the $50, Mickey Hollis.
That is wild.
They need some new men.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Okay, so
because,
how long?
Listen, if you can't tell someone what you want and get what you want, that's also on you.
There is a lot of communication involved. I highly agree with you. And that's what I was going to say to Katie, too, is like, are you speaking up and saying what you want? Like,
but if it's a new person, I understand why you wouldn't. But if it's, you know, the old standard,
how long
baby, you're going to give me what I need.
How long have you been with your guy?
What year is it? 24 years.
Okay, oh, yeah. Okay. He's still going strong. Because it's funny, I was going to bring that up, too. That's roughly the same amount of time I've been with my wife.
Yes,
we
got together the same time you did. I was listening way back then.
Okay.
Too.
Oh, wow.
I think Nick Nack would take the $50.
Oh,
really?
We should ask her.
You need to step it up, buddy.
I guess I better take some notes from your husband. Can he call me later?
Well, actually, it was me. I was like, hey, can you do this? Or can we try this? Or
can you call me later?
That sounds so weird.
Can we talk
like
off
we're
here?
In this for the long haul, right? We committed, so let's make sure we're happy.
No, I will say, though, I am so still very in love with my wife, and I think she feels the same way. But I think there's times when she would take the $50.
I mean,
go get her nails done.
Spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, all right, Candy. So you're going smash, not cash, though.
Correct.
We love you for listening. You have a great day.
Thanks, you guys, too.
Thanks,
see you later.
Thanks, Candy.
Bye.
If any other ladies want to sound off, would you rather have $50 or make sweet, sweet love? Phone lines are open, 303-691-1649. Here is Bella. Bella. Hi, Bella.
Hi.
Good morning. So are you going to smash or take the cash?
I would smash as well.
Oh, okay.
All right, tell us why.
So I am single and it has been a minute since I have done that. And so if I was with somebody that I at least trusted, then I would definitely do that. You know, I work two jobs, so like I have money, but I'm not having the other. So I would like to, and I think that it's also important. And to me, this is kind of harsh, but it sounds like it's a bunch of housewives that have a low drive. So like, yeah, like they're not getting money and they're also not getting laid well. So that sounds like it's a them problem.
Damn.
Ooh.
She's coming in hot, isn't
Son
she? Coming
of,
in hot.
It's funny. You definitely have a different perspective that because you're ready. You're ready to find somebody. I, on the other hand, have been looking and have been very disappointed. My thing is that the guys in my world, at least, something else catches their attention so quickly. So my thing is, I don't want to give it to somebody until I know it's worth it. So that's where it's like, I will take that $50 every day until I know that you're up to the challenge, sir, because I'm not taking my clothes off for nothing. You know, that's the way I look at it. Is guys
I'm uncomfortable.
Are just, guys are so quick to move to the next thing, though.
And so I feel the same way of like, I have to trust somebody.
Yeah.
So if I could trust somebody and like, you know, like those are the terms of the smash, then absolutely. I've got $50, but I need the other.
You're not with somebody right now, you said, right?
No, I'm not.
What are you looking for? What are you looking for in a dude? Yeah. Why are you having such a hard time?
I would say I'm looking for someone who is very faith-based and loyal, and I think that that's definitely hard to come by, especially with the younger generation. So I need someone who is ready to focus on all the right things and also doesn't, like, has a good living situation. I don't think it's a shameful thing to live with your parents, but I personally have like my stuff together and, you know, I pay a lot for my apartment. I work two jobs. And so I'd like to have someone who has the same drive in both the manner of working and in the manner of bed.
I love how you started this with very faith-based, but you're looking for a guy to smash like crazy.
Listen, God gave me a high drive, and I'd like to use it.
Yeah, girl. Man, Josh, she's single. How old are you, Bella?
I'm 26.
Josh is very faith-based. He has his stuff together, and dude loves to smash.
Oh, gosh.
He smashes all day long,
oh,
Bella.
My goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, send pics. Maybe Josh will reach out to you. I hope I made this weird for you, Bella. You have a great day, all right?
No, Josh is cute, so it's not weird.
There you go.
Oh,
you
thanks,
guys.
Bella. You're sweet.
Smash
you sound adorable.
Guys. Smash it up.
Text us.
Follow us on
Instagram. Thank you, guys.
Follow us on
I
Instagram,
do.
Jeremy, Katie, Josh. Bye, Bella.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm probably going to marry you off right there, buddy.
Dude, we're going to get married. Look at that.
Ladies, you want to smash or would you take $50? 303-691-1649. That just made it sound like prostitution or something, didn't it? Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie.
Hello.
Hello, Bonnie. So would you smash or take the cash, $50?
You know, if it's good, I would smash all day.
If it's good, though.
I am single, and so finding that,
Thank you.
I mean, I went through a sleep around phase, and it was great, and it was glorious, and it was fun, but I've been single 8 years now, and I'm not interested in that, so put in the effort.
Yeah.
And then I love the guys who can't perform, and you say something about Viagra, and they're like, oh, but I just like you so much. I'm just so nervous. Oh, BS.
Yeah.
Just own your crap.
Exactly.
I used to carry Viagra. Come on, let's go.
What the heck, guys?
This is going way off the rails here.
No,
now.
You're right, though.
Sometimes you are nervous, Bonnie. Sometimes you do get nervous.
Yeah, but again, we have to take, there's a lot that goes
into it. 2 days
in a row? What's well, just because you're so beautiful? It's because you're so beautiful and intimidating,
come
Bonnie.
On. Yeah, that's it. I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, maybe
I'm
you're
sure
not putting in enough place. Effort to, you know, get things moving along. There's that aspect, too.
Oh, I put in plenty of effort.
Okay.
Lots of effort.
All right, Bonnie.
But here's my question. I'm curious if these gals are in their 30s, because in my 30s, I had no drive. And then I hit my 40, and it was like, woohoo, here we go. So I'm in my peak. Like,
my wife's in her 40s. I wish she'd hit her peak.
I know. I think it's different for everyone because, again, like, I think this is such a funny topic because everybody has their own situation right now. Like, for me, I'm with you. I went through my little single, I'm going to get out and meet everybody phase, and that is fun in the time, but after a while, you're looking for more. You're looking for more substance in a relationship. And I always say the next guy that I actually choose to do that with, take my clothes off and everything,
Katie,
I want him
it.
To spend the night. I do. Like, it's not going to be a one-night thing. And then my Uber's outside, like, you know, what everybody else
What
does.
If you connect on all these levels and everything's amazing and then it does finally happen and it sucks? Then what?
That's happened to me before.
Then what are you going to do?
And it stinks.
Practice makes perfect, though. You got to practice makes
you
perfect.
That is not like riding a bike. You don't forget how to do that. We all do that. No, it's not. It's not.
Bonnie.
Like, I just think we are all so in our different phases of life that for me, I've been so unimpressed with the guys who have tried that I'm just like, no, I'd rather take the $50. And I think that's an okay opinion to have. 4310 says I'm a lost cause. you made me mad, or she, whatever. I was like, ugh.
I'm mad at the guys out there not putting in the effort and not trying harder. And
that was shocking to me.
Wooing you ladies and putting in the time and making it about you. I mean, that's what it should be. That's how I was.
It's that's online
the fun
dating.
Part.
Thank you.
That is the fun part.
There's so many options now, though. It's like once you finish with one, you can get right back on the apps and find someone
horrible.
Else. And
it
makes it hard. It does.
Like it.
So
don't
I think
like
people
that.
Need
it
to
does.
Keep that into consideration. Is there's this endless supply of women or men that people can go to, and that really affects the dating scene now. So if you're not out there, if you're not in the online dating scene, you should be grateful because it's rough out here.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Bonnie, when was the last time you had a good smash?
Oh, Jesus. It's been a long
See?
Time.
Oh, Jesus.
3 or 4 years.
All right. You got a longer drive spell than Katie.
I abstain, too. So, I finally, was like, okay, this is okay. Let's try this. And I was like, really? That's it?
That's
huh?
it.
Yes.
And you yelled at him for Viagra. So.
Well, and Bonnie, I'd like you to, you probably also, you have options, right? It's not like you can't go out there and do that. Gosh, I've got a whole, you people hit me up all the time.
Oh,
like,
options.
I could do that. I abstain. Yeah. I choose not to because I don't want to take
my
clothes off.
So does my wife.
I know.
And you know what? You know what's funny, though, is once you get there, you figure out what guys were actually interested in you to date and which ones were just interested in the smash.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I used to have a whole little brigade that would get a hold of me, and now that I don't, they're like,
dang, Bonnie.
A whole army of guys.
Now you're just bragging, Bonnie.
They
used to call her Booty Bonnie, I think.
Probably did.
Yeah. Bonnie, thank you so much for thank you so much for having fun with us and getting personal with your life. You have a great day, all right, Bonnie?
Hey, you guys too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right. I think the smashing is winning right
it
now.
It is.
Most of
the
these ladies want to smash. Kayla.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. So what do you think? Would you rather have $50, the cash, or would you rather smash?
I'd rather have the cash.
Thank you, Kayla.
Well, so, and I kind of agree with the girl that called in saying these are low drive housewives. So I've been with my husband for 16 years. He's amazing. He satisfies me all the time. But I have no drive. And it's not his fault. We don't know what's wrong with me. I've been to doctors. And so, yeah, there's just no drive there. So, I'd rather
have. So you guys have to really work at it, don't you?
Exactly.
You don't have to go into detail.
And
it's fine.
No.
Don't.
Well, and then we've got two
kids. It's
important. It's, yeah. Well, life, it's life. It's, yes.
It goes into it.
It's two people working probably and kids and activities.
And again, as the woman, there's a lot that you have to do, right? Even in a relationship like you're in. You still want to feel sexy. You still want to be that woman, you know? And so it's like there is something that goes into doing that for a lady. And I think that, it's totally normal to feel like that.
Right, and like I said, we have two kids, and they sleep in my bed. They've had some trauma recently, so it's like we're not forcing them to go to their own rooms. So that
makes it even harder.
Yeah,
that's way hard.
I'll throw a wrench in it all day.
All right, well, what would you spend that $50 cash on?
Oh, I have an Amazon cart full of stuff.
Yeah. Get you some Amazon Prime, girl. That's how you get satisfied. Kayla, thank you for calling in. Good luck with everything. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. We got Sarah on the line. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Are you smashing or cashing, girl?
Oh, I am smashing every single time.
Yeah, you are. Why are you choosing that?
Well, okay, I texted and you said call ASAP.
Yeah, we tell all of our texters to call in because we like talking to people.
I'm retired. I turn 60 next month. My husband died 5 years ago. I just got back from a 3-month trip in Europe where I met somebody, and we rarely missed a day, sometimes twice a day. Like,
oh,
it was amazing.
The 60s sound awesome.
I know.
And I think it's that time of life. You don't have the pressures of a job. You don't have the pressures of family. You can just enjoy.
You're focusing on you right now and having fun and living the rest of your life. And I love that.
Yeah. I would smash every single time. $50 is not going to get me very much.
Sarah, she's smashing everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Every time she's smashing. What made this guy so great?
Oh, you know, he was just easy to be with. He was super. I just felt really comfortable with him.
He was easy.
No. But, I mean, he was just made me feel special and sexy and, like, he was funny and... And he had some really good skills, if you know what I mean.
He's probably had years of experience, too. You know, it's the best time. You guys are experts now.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
He lit candles. He had massage oil. He went out of his way.
That sounds like a little too much work, but.
Hey, the payoff is there.
Yeah. So are you still with this guy?
Yep, it's now long distance, but we are.
Well, now you got a little travel buddy. You can go fly out and see him. And Smash like crazy.
I can't wait for retirement. Seriously, I got something to look forward to.
I'm so happy for you, Sarah.
I know.
I love this call. It made me smile.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm smiling too, let me tell you.
I bet. You're thinking about all that massage oil. Sarah, thank you for calling. You have a great Tuesday.
Yep, you too. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Well, I think the consensus, the most that came in were in the smash camp.
That makes me happy because those girls were crapping on dudes. And there's some good guys out there that are nice givers.
Just try hard, fellas. Yeah. Try harder.
Every great business starts as a dream. But turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... And give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.